Good afternoon and welcome to the 330 Sports Show. My name is Justin Coffin. Today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. And we're going to do a little bit something different today. Check out our social media. I'll have all like kinds of World Series stuff. The Cavs are playing really well, all sorts of football stuff. October's literally the busiest sports month of the year. But today we're going to have a little bit of a different show. We have two awesome guests joining us. They are a father-daughter duo. And if you are from the Youngstown or Western Pennsylvania area, you will know these two very well. We have the Magestro family. We have Malia, who is a Youngstown State women's basketball player. And we have Justin, who is the head coach at Kennedy Catholic. So I'd like to welcome you two and appreciate you coming down.
Thank you for having us. We're really excited to be here. Beautiful studio and looking to have a little fun today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Malia, you were saying you're off today. So one of your only off days probably before the season gets going here. How excited are you for the season to start?
Yeah, we're really excited. We have a couple of new pieces to our team. We're just looking to kind of build off where we left off last year and progress forward and hopefully, you know, make it further this year.
Absolutely. And you guys were, if I remember right, last year, you were preseason number 7 last year and you won the conference. And then this year, number 1 heading into the season. Mm-hmm. So what's that like, the different expectations heading into this season compared to last season?
I think last year, you know, being picked 7th was kind of like we had a chip on our shoulder. Mm-hmm. You know, we were a little bit, you know, kind of upset that we got picked 7th and people, you know, didn't really think that we were going to be able to get to where we wanted to. So we definitely, you know, used that as motivation last year and just wanted to prove everyone wrong. And I think the difference this year, obviously, we were picked first. We were picked, you know, to be everyone's favorite. So I think now everyone will give their best shot to us, no matter mm-hmm. who it is. So I think we have to understand that. And that's what we always talk about is, you know, we were picked first and everyone knows that now everyone knows how good we were and how good we can be. So I think just knowing that and knowing that there's always going to be that pressure every mm-hmm. single game, no matter who we play is like something really important and something we always talk about.
Okay, very good. We're going to bring it back plenty to YSU Hoops in a minute. Coach, I want to ask you the same thing. Well, first of all, before we get into that, tell us about yourself, your family. You got a family of hoopsters, including Malia here. So tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, you're right. God's blessed me with a wonderful family and a wonderful basketball family. Mm-hmm. Start off with my wife. My wife is probably my biggest critic, our biggest critic, but also our biggest fan. She's very involved. She does a scorebook for mine. Team. She did it for Kennedy boys when my kid sons played. She's at every game. She goes to scrimmages. She helps me out with my Penn Ohio Athletic Club. She's very involved. My son Drew is in his senior year at UPJ. Very proud of him. They're going to be very, very good this year. So I'm excited for the Mountain Lions or Mountain Cats. I'm sorry. You know, he's had a great career there. They should be very good. They're senior led in this year with a lot of experience. He's had a great career there, been around, surrounded around a lot of good players, but more importantly, student athletes. He had a great freshman of the year in a PSAC. Very proud of him that. Next son is Giovanni. And also Drew played on 2 state championship teams at Kennedy Catholic. So that's something he'll have the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. No one can ever take away from him. My son Giovanni, he just graduated. He played at Kennedy Catholic as well, had 1 state championship also under Coach Mancino in at Kennedy Catholic. And then, of course, I got Malia here, who has, you know, had a great career, all-time leading scorer at Kennedy and Mercer County, and the list goes on and on. Great team player, number one, and then has matriculated here to continue her collegiate career at YSU. She's surrounded. I mean, I can't say enough about her teammates. I'm very close with all of them. They come to our house at least once every summer, and we have a big bonding, you know, get together. Very excited for this year. I'll let her talk about that, but I'm probably as excited as she is because I live in the moment with all my children. And then I've got a daughter, Bella. We call her Bella Boo. She's a freshman this year, and I can't wait to coach her. I've been coaching her since first grade, but this will be the first year at the varsity level. So,
and I've never met Bella. I've never seen her play, but I've heard through the grapevine that this kid is maybe the next Malia coming up the ranks. So,
I hope so.
We don't want to put like that big of a hype on her.
Yeah, but she puts it, let's put it this way. She puts a lot of time in, and if she continues doing what she does and doesn't become satisfied, she has that opportunity to be as good or better. So.
Okay. Who's the most competitive person in your family?
I'd have to say probably Drew, my older brother.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like no matter what we're doing, we'll be playing like a family game. And we're screaming at each other. And he's he just always wants to play some type of game. Like I feel like we're all pretty competitive, but I feel like Drew definitely is the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is going to be one of those questions. I'm going to put you on the spot, but you might. I'll give you a couple seconds to think about it. So I'm going to start with you. So with your dad, can you describe him in one word as maybe a coach?
That's a tough one.
And think about it, because it's coming for you next.
I'm trying to think of the right.
With the family dynamics, that could probably be tough at times too.
I'd have to say he's, I can't think of like the specific word, but he's just very like, that's the word I'm trying to think of. Not like tough, but like just very, I'm trying to think of the word.
Demand?
No, not demanding. It's like, I can't think of the word. It's like drawing a blank.
But like almost like a tough love type situation.
Not even that. It's just like, he's very, not aggressive, but like the good part of, you know, the good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Aggressive, like, can't think of the word.
Intense.
Intense.
Okay.
The exact word. Okay. I couldn't think of it. All right. Intense. That's definitely the word I'd say for him.
All right.
Intense.
All right. Very good. Same for you. So if you had to describe Malia, the player, do you have a word or a phrase that would describe her?
I would say it's two words, the ultimate competitor.
Okay. That's awesome. And I mean, you said your brother, you know, that, you know, you probably get a little bit of that from him, from your dad. And so like if you're playing Monopoly at home, there's like the board game flying all over the place.
We have this game we always play called Catchphrase. That's like our family game. And people, like our friends will come over and they're like, this is literally insane. Like what's going on in this family? Because we're like, you're on teams. And so everyone's screaming at each other. And it's like, just a game, but we're all just so competitive.
And what's cool about it, it don't even matter if we're on the same team or on different teams, we're still screaming at each other because we want to win. Like, what are you doing? How come you, or, you know, so it's like, it is. I mean, honestly, everyone in our family is, if we're playing jacks, Catchphrase, no matter what we're doing, cornhole, everybody's competitive. So that's awesome. Kind of a nice.
So, story. I mean, you obviously have to have the athletic ability, but you need that intensity, that you know, fire behind you to be competitive, to get to that next level. So I think you guys all you know, bounce that off of each other, it sounds like. So Malia, so 48 points in a game, you have the school record for that, 2169 points in your career at Kennedy Catholic. So what was it like playing for your dad and playing over there in Hermitage, and you guys were playing at a very, very high level? What was that like?
Well, he's been my coach since I was walking, basically. you know, I've always like just grew up around basketball, and I think it was really cool to be coached by my dad. It just like, I feel like takes the game to like a different level, because, you know, I'm just always surrounded by it. Like no matter what, I, you know, come home and, you know, obviously there's like family aspects and stuff, but I'm still able to be coached, like even when I'm not in the gym, which I think was really cool. And then just like I played for him for AAU as well, so that was cool. And then at Kennedy, you know, I think Kennedy's a great school, and I've, you know, I made a lot of memories there, and it's just a great overall school. And I think it was really cool to be coached by him and just like play at the high level that we did. And we played against, you know, a lot of good teams. And I think my senior year, you know, we got cut short because of COVID and stuff. So, you know, that was kind of our one like little goal we had together, was to win a state championship, which was, you know, taken away from us. But I think it doesn't take away from all the other memories that were made there and all the other games we won, and, you know, all the different stories I could go on forever about, you know. But I think it was just, it's honestly awesome to be coached by, you know, a parent. And I think it also, like I said, he is intense. So I feel like it did get me ready for like the college level, because I'd say Coach Barnes is a little intense too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like some people go to college and, you know, their high school coach or whoever they were coached previously, you know, wasn't as hard, you know, intense or tough as their college coaches, because it is a whole different level. So I think that really did prepare me for the college level.
Absolutely. So same to you, Coach. Like, you know, coaching your now both your daughters for a long time. I don't know. Did you coach your sons as well? Mm-hmm. So what is that like coaching a family member amongst, you know, the team game, you know, because obviously they're going home with you, you know, you're having talks around the dinner table and stuff like that. But you also have to treat them the same as the other four players on the court and the other, you know, 10, 11 players on the bench. So what is that like? What's that like being a coach, coaching your kids?
Well, it definitely is difficult. And I always told all my kids, you know, I'm never going to coach you if you're not either the best kid on a team or in the top two. Mm-hmm. Because if you're 3, 4, or 5, people are always going to doubt if you're playing because you're daddy's little girl or daddy's sure. little boy. So that kind of made a little preface for them to get out there and just kind of put in the extra time and work hard. I would say that in a good way, I was probably harder on my kids, but not like I coach every kid the same, whether it's my own daughter, no matter my own son, whoever they were. But I will say that they probably, when I did correct them or if it was constructive criticism, I probably hollered at them a little bit more and I probably cheered for them a little less. And there was many reasons for that. Mm-hmm. So that part is a little difficult. It's funny that you asked this because I just had this conversation 2 nights ago with a friend of mine. I don't know why we were talking about Malia, maybe because, you know, like Bella's coming now. Mm-hmm. But one thing I said, what was so cool coaching her, and I really, really, really believe this. I knew if she was on the court and on the game, we wouldn't lose a game. That's kind of how I felt about mm-hmm. it. That's how much of a great high school career she had. It was kind of like my security blanket, not at night when I went to bed, but when I was coaching. I felt when Malia was there, she would find a way to get us a win. And that part is really cool. So,
very nice.
And then the last thing is I try to separate practice from anything else. You sure. know, we did talk about it at home, but not like her individually, but skill sets and stuff like that mm-hmm. as a whole, not like what you did wrong. And so I did try to separate our car rides home and in the evenings, not about her, but how she can get better as a player. And I do that with all my children.
That's awesome. That's great.
I don't know about the car rides. I think the car rides were a little rough, but when we got home,
you're right.
then maybe it
yeah,
stopped.
You're right.
That's fantastic. It's really just cool to hear, you know, kind of behind the scenes of like how the relationship works and stuff like that. So November 7th, you guys are very close. So when's your guys tip off date?
December 6th.
Okay. Yeah. So Pennsylvania starts
yeah,
a little later,
start
don't
later.
They?
Yeah,
okay.
November 18th is our first practice official. Okay. First game, December 6th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys got Wofford coming to town and yeah. I think you play at Penn State following
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So what are you guys looking forward to most this season? I know we talked about expectations, but you know, I guess what are some of your goals for this season at YSU? And then we'll follow it up with Kennedy sure. Catholic.
Yeah. You know, same as last year, we obviously want to be, you know, regular season champs, mm-hmm. Horizon League champs, and then make it to the NCAA tournament. That's, I feel like those are always our big goals. And, you know, last year we were able to split the regular season championship, which was really cool and hasn't been done, you know, in a really long time. So I think that was really, really awesome to be a part of. But I think this year, you know, same expectations, same goals. I feel like all the years that I've been at YSU, it's kind of been the same thing, you know, mm-hmm. like doing all the little things and, you know, Coach Barnes, I feel like it's pretty much the same all the time. Like you know what you're getting out of mm-hmm. him. So that's, I feel like, you know, a really good thing that he does. So, you know, this year we do have that extra pressure, you know, being number one already, you know, preseason and everything. So I think we do just have to really just focus on what we have been doing in the past years and in the summer since all the new girls have been here and just doing all the things that YSU does as a basketball team. So, you know, we're just getting ready for that. And I think these first couple of games, you know, we play Wofford, Penn State, Akron, Western Michigan. You know, it's a pretty tough mm-hmm. schedule, I'd yeah. say, for the beginning couple games. So I think we're really just trying to focus on that and, you know, not like put ourselves, you know, in a little rut or anything. So I think we're just really trying to focus on that. And, you know, ultimately our goal is to get to the NCAA tournament.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, I have a couple more questions individually as a player I want to ask you in a minute. But Coach, what are your expectations this year? Obviously, you have your youngest daughter coming up playing for you. And I'm sure a very good team. You guys are always year in, year out, really, really good. So what are your expectations for this coming season?
Yeah, you know what? You know, as I tell everyone, you know, we're part of a program that's traditionally, you know, basketball, girls basketball and guys is a program that we don't take for granted, and our expectations are very high. So any student athlete that comes to Kennedy Catholic knows that, you know, our expectations are, well, we have a traditionally winning program, a successful program, and that just didn't happen because I'm blessed to be able to coach at Kennedy Catholic. It's a great school. It's a great environment. One thing that I really am blessed to be able to do is, you know, we talk about three things, and I'm going to tell you our full goals. But, you know, we talk about all our student athletes being spiritually, academically, and athletically strong. Mm-hmm. And that becomes a great student athlete. And I'm blessed to be able to, you know, be a part of all three of those, you know, spiritually, academically, and athletically. With that being said, that makes a great student athlete. And our goals are our four goals this year are obviously we want to win our region. We want to win a District 10. We want to win the Western Finals. And we want to get to Hershey and win a state championship. We got there last year, came up a little bit short. Nothing to be ashamed of. Second team in the state. I get all that. Yeah. But we didn't like that feeling. Mm-hmm. And it left a bad taste in our mouth. We lost some key players, a couple of them. But we have most of everybody back, and we've got some great additions. So I'm really excited. Kids work extremely hard. They all play AAU, play all summer. Most of them have, you know, trainers that they go to. So It's not a school that these kids, you know, play basketball. They love the game. They want to get better. And I'd say probably 70% of our kids want to play at the next level. So for a coach, it does a couple things. It puts me in a position to be, you know that we've got kids that want to be on a court. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it gives me the opportunity to really push them and know that I can really get the most out of them because that's what they want. And if I'm not coaching that way, then I'm not doing my job.
Absolutely. And obviously you have couple people in your family that have played at the college level now that you can go to for advice or, you know, ask some questions out of them or yourself who played. You mentioned you played for Bob Huggins. We were talking before, a couple of Bob Huggins stories but at Walsh University. So you don't have to give me a whole big story, yeah. But what was it like playing for Huggins?
I think, like, first of all, I love playing for Huggins. I absolutely love playing for him. He was very intense. Mm-hmm. He was the type of guy that was very demanding. And I think I'm kind of my coaching style and just my lifestyle is a microcosm of him and Coach McCluskey at Farrell. They both demanded excellence. Mm-hmm. And that didn't mean that you made every shot. That means on both sides of the floor, offensively and defensively, you never took plays off. You worked hard in the off season. You were a great teammate. Things like that. He was that type of guy. So sure. I think as a player or as a fan with Coach Huggins, you either really like him, which I do, yeah. Or you don't like him.
Yep.
He's kind of like maybe a Bobby Knight type guy, yeah. A little bit in different respects. But I love playing for him because he was very demanding and he always held you accountable.
Sure.
And that was important to me.
That's great. That's great. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you appreciate that tough love that a coach gives you. You might not love it during it while you're running sprints or doing whatever, but afterwards, I think you realize, you know, and you probably can attest to this now too, with whether it be, you know, Coach Barnes or your dad that, you know, hey, they're trying to just get the best out of me no matter what. So, so I saw something on your bio that was really interesting. It said you were the first guard at YSU in 16 years or something to take X number of free throws. So that tells me right away you're an aggressive player. So for, you know, maybe some people that are watching or listening later that haven't seen you play, that we want to get them out to the Big League this year and see you play. Tell us a little bit about the kind of player you are and the kind of style that you guys want to play at YSU.
Yeah, so I think our overall style is shooting threes. We love to shoot threes, and we're all really good at shooting threes, so I think that's really cool. And then also We have, in the past couple of years, have always had really good posts. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my teammate Lily was all conference last year. She's so good. Same expectations for this year. So it's really a really good mix because we have, you know, all these shooters on the perimeter that can shoot really well. And then we have these posts that are really good and can finish. So I think that's really cool. And like about the aggression, how you mentioned that, my freshman year, I actually didn't get to the hoop like at all. You know, I was a freshman, you know, I didn't really know mm-hmm. my role yet. So I came onto the team. Obviously, I'd like to shoot my whole life. So, you know, I was shooting threes, and I'll never forget one time Coach Barnes, I like went to the hoop and it was like a really bad shot. And Coach Barnes was like, never drive the hoop again. You're just going to shoot threes. And I was like, okay, all right. So I just kind of stuck to that. And then my sophomore year last year, before that, the whole summer, I worked on getting to the hoop and obviously getting better at that aspect of my game. So I did that. And then my sophomore year, I was able to get to the hoop more. He, you know, had that confidence in me to be able to get to the hoop. And obviously, like you said, you know, I was like the person who shot a lot of free throws mm-hmm. over the past 16 years. So I think just, you know, working on that in the off season translated to my sophomore year. And I was able to get to the hoop. And I think my freshman year shooting so much made people know that I was a shooter. You know, they scouted me to be a shooter, so they'd close out on me real hard. I was able to get to the hoop. So I think, you know, my coaches knew that I was going to have to, you know, be able to mm-hmm. do something else, not just shoot. So, you know, I worked on that. And I think, you know, same thing goes for this year. I want to, you know, still be aggressive and not just be a shooter. I want to, you know, be able to get to the hoop and things like that. So that was kind of what I worked on this off season as well.
Very good. Very good. So I guess this question is kind of for both of you. So, you know, now playing in college and you seeing her play in college, what do you think the biggest difference is from the high school level to the college level? And obviously at a Division I program where you're playing against elite athletes.
I'd say the biggest thing is defense, honestly. In high school, obviously, you know, my dad always talks about defense and things like that. But in college, like if you can't play defense, you won't play. Mm-hmm. You know, in high school, it's a little different because not all the girls you're playing against, you know, on the other teams are, you know, might have a couple really good players, but not everyone's like, oh, wow, these girls are really good. You know, mm-hmm. it's just how it is. But in college, every single player is good for a reason. They're obviously playing D1 basketball. So if you can't guard someone, you're not going to play.
Okay.
And that's kind of Coach Barnes' philosophy. You know, we work on defense probably 80-85% of the practice. We just do defensive drills. So if you can't play defense at the D1 level, you might not be able to play. So I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously, you know, everyone's bigger, better, stronger, faster. I feel like everyone kind of knows that. But I think the biggest surprise to me was the defense aspect.
Okay. How about you, Coach?
I would agree. I 100% agree. And that's it. But even at the Division II level, because the same thing was with Drew. Like, you know, as a parent and a coach, so I wear a coaching hat and wear a parent hat. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt with Drew, I failed him a little bit his freshman year because I didn't have him prepared well enough defensively.
Sure. Okay.
And that's the same thing with Coach Rook at UPJ. I mean, like, if you can't defend, you're sitting on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Like, same thing with Coach Barnes, you know, same with her. Now, learning from Drew, I was able to get her a little bit more prepared, but you're never really prepared enough because I totally agree with her. You've got to be able to defend. You know, obviously every kid's quicker, faster, stronger. Now, one thing I will say with on top of defensive that I see less of, unfortunately, because I think most student athletes now are using just their athleticism. I think basketball IQ is really important at the mm-hmm. next level too. And I think if you talk to Coach Barnes or Coach Rook, they're going to tell you there's a big difference from the players who have higher IQ along with those other things. And that would be the one thing for me that, you know, at each level, I think that's the biggest difference is defensively and basketball IQ.
Okay. All right. Very good. How about game prep? What do you see different now at college? Obviously, I'm sure you guys watch film and, you know, scouted your opponents and stuff like that. What's the difference now in, because obviously you're not able to see that opponent directly, you know, being hundreds of miles away sometimes, but, you know, you're watching film constantly, I'm sure. So is there any sort of difference in the game prep now versus in high school?
Yeah, in high school, we obviously watch film and stuff, but not even close to the extent that I do at YSU. And I feel like, you know, the girls that came onto our team this year that are new even said at their previous schools, they didn't mm-hmm. watch as much film as we do at YSU, which I think is a really good thing because we're, you know, constantly trying to make ourselves better. And we don't even watch film just on the other team, but on ourselves. We film practice every single day. And any live competitive drill that we do between each other is being filmed. And, you know, we're expected to go in and watch film with our coach, our position coaches, at least 2-3 times a week. So I think that's the biggest thing is in college, you just have, you know, better access to, mm-hmm. you know, programs and stuff like that. Like in high school, you're not really, you know, able to get all that same equipment sure, that yeah. you do at in college. So I think that's the biggest thing is just the amount of film that we watch. We watch film before practice almost every single day. And then leading up to our games, we watch film on the other teams, obviously. And we have like a scout team during practices that acts as our opponent. And, sure. you know, we go against them and their defense and their offense. So I think just the preparation leading up to game days in college is just more intense than okay. in high school.
Okay. Now, coaching and watching film with your players and scouting an opponent, what's that look like from you from a coach's perspective?
Yeah, well, it's as much as we can do, we do. Unfortunately, we don't have all the technology. Mm-hmm. I think one thing, whether, you know, it's YSU and with Malia and with me at Kennedy, I think scouting holds you accountable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times in your mind, you don't think you're not hustling back or you're not closing out or you didn't miss a box out.
Sure.
Well, you know, as they say, proof film is in doesn't the pudding. Lie. That's right. The film doesn't lie. So I think that's a great tool. We do it at high school before every practice, once the season starts, and we just don't have as much time.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know?
So, but on a smaller level, we do it. It's very important to us. You have to know who you're playing against. But more importantly, one thing she said, I like the film part where we see what we're doing wrong. So, because in my opinion, if you can shore up what you're doing wrong, that's what you're in control of.
Sure.
So if we defend well, if we make good shot selections, if we box out, we give us an opportunity. We can't control what they do anyhow. So I'm a firm believer in we have to take care of our own house first. And then if we do that, I think we have an opportunity to be in every game.
That's great advice for not just coaches, but for players, because, you know, a lot of times you're your own biggest critic, but if you're watching film on another team, you're going to be seeing what they do, not your own tendencies as much. So I really like that point that both of you made. That's great, especially when you're going against each other right. in practice. So that's great. I want to transition a little bit now, because I see you're kind of into the NIL stuff a little bit, so which is brand new, and I think it's fantastic, because, you know, it should honestly have been around for a lot longer. So you're able to, for anybody that doesn't know, it's name, image, likeness. I think it came July 1st, 2020 is when it started. And you know, a lot of people see, you know, these big college football stars and stuff like that cashing in, but it's actually been great for the women's game. I see, like, women's basketball, women's volleyball are two of the biggest NIL, like, you know, money donors for that stuff. So tell us a little bit about your experience and how that's going for you.
I think it's a really cool opportunity that we have. I know just a couple of weeks ago, actually, on Twitter, the Open Doors, which is kind of like the program we use to do mm-hmm. NIL activities, like, announce all the, like, leading social media, like, who has the most followers yeah. in, like, the top 10. And I think over, like, half of it was YSU students yeah. and athletes, yeah. which was really cool. And three of them were on the basketball team, the women's basketball team. It was Paige, Maddie, and I. So I think that was really cool.
Okay.
And, you know, we're able to build, you know, like, the platform that we have and give ourselves opportunities, which is really cool. And I think it's great because, you know, it's – like, all the different opportunities that you are given, you're able to, you know, showcase yourself and get put yourself out there, which I think is really cool. And already, since it's started, I think, my freshman year, after my freshman year, I've been able to, you know, build my brand. And I think it will help me after, you know, sports and after college. I just switched my major to marketing, which is cool. And I think that all my NIL deals definitely, like, will help me. And I put those on my resume as well mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm marketing different brands and, you know, helping them sell products and stuff. So I think overall it's, you know, benefiting me. It's benefiting our team. You know, we're putting ourselves out there for other people to see. And, you know, it's helping me build opportunities for down later in life.
That's awesome. And what do you think as a dad, as a coach, for kids that might be going into NIL in your own daughter's experience?
No, I think it's a great opportunity. I agree with you. It should have been around before. Once again, you know, kind of reiterating what Malia said, you know, it prepares you for the future, and it gives you opportunities that you may not have till later in life. a lot earlier in life. I think it makes you grow up a little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to college, you're playing basketball, you have an opportunity, obviously, to make a couple dollars, which everybody likes to have in their pocket. But at the same time, it helps you to balance time management. And I think one of the other biggest things for any student athlete wants to go to the next level, where there's a lot of one-offs or places they would fail, would be in time management. That's from studying to games. Mm-hmm. Now you throw on this NIL deal, you got to prepare for that. So I think it really makes you more well-rounded, and it just prepares you for obviously the biggest game, and that's the game of life. So I think it's a great opportunity.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but I'm going to put you both on the spot. If you could secure any NIL deal out there, any company, this is for both of you, hypothetically, okay, when you played and now when you're playing, and again, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but what would that brand be? What would that company be? What would that product be? If you could,
I think mine would honestly just be like a brand deal with Nike. You know, I think mm-hmm. that's, you know, YFC uses all Nike stuff, and Nike is such a huge brand. I think every single person almost knows about Nike. Yep. So I think it'd really be cool to be like a Nike NIL athlete.
Okay. We'll clip that right there and shoot that to them. We'll clip that to them.
Please sponsor Nike.
How about you?
I would probably say Nike as well, but Under Armour's really, starting to pop up, and they've provided some great opportunities for my youngest daughter, because she's on an Under Armour sponsored team with the West Virginia Thunder.
Okay.
So I will throw out to the Thunder and throw out to Under Armour. So, but I am a big Nike guy. I've been my whole life, but I think either one of those would be really cool. So that would be my
guess.
Right.
All right. Very good. Very good. That's cool. Okay. So on YSU, you have a lot of teammates that have come in via the transfer portal. And so this question, again, for both of you, what do you think about it, and how has it benefited your team?
Yeah, I remember, I think Coach Barnes was just talking about this. I saw in one of his interviews, but before, the whole transfer portal and everything, all of the recruiting, like 90% of it was just based on high school players.
Okay.
So now it's kind of switched, and it's, I'd say, like 50-50, I remember him saying. So I think
that much, 50-50. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
It really is beneficial, I think, because you're getting players that already have college experience. You mm-hmm. know, obviously you want to take in these freshmen, build them up and teach them your culture and everything. But I think it's really cool that you can, take these grad transfers or, first year, second year, whatever, and just, acclimate them to your team. And they already have experience, which is really cool. And like I said, from high school to college, it is a big difference. So I feel like having those transfers that have already had experience, it kind of makes things quicker. We don't have to spend as much time on drills because they kind of already know what it's like to be a college
Absolutely.
Athlete.
What do you think about the portal?
I think it's a double-edged sword. I think my old school part of me kind of frowns on it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but I don't live in my old school. I live with the new times.
Yeah.
So I think the positive part of it is kind of exactly what Malia said. You've got kids that you get out of the portal, you've seen what they've done at that Division I level already.
Yeah.
So you're not like saying, okay, I'm going to take a gamble on this high school player that's never played before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the flip side of it, which I think at YSU's culture is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you get a kid, you don't know what that part of them is. I mean, you can see a little bit on the court, but you don't see off the court and in the classroom and a lot of the other things. So that's kind of the gamble you're taking there.
Sure.
You're gambling, proven players already playing at the Division I level, what can they do for you?
Right.
Versus a high school kid who's maybe a phenom, but what are they going to do? So
sure.
I think, a great coach, which I think, I love Coach Barnes. I love this coaching staff. That's what they do. They kind of combine both of them.
Yeah.
So you get some high school kids because you need kids in your pro, because their culture, honestly, is second to none. I mean, they're Youngstown people, blue collar, hardworking, great kids, great family. That whole culture, I think, is wrapped into his program. And that's the type of kids, obviously, that when you recruit them out of high school, I think you can develop that culture a little bit easier.
Sure.
Whether than if you take a junior, whatever she already has, it's kind of hard. You can't, as my dad would say, can't change the spots on a lemon. but I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I really do think it is. I think if you're not one of the top 100 or 200 players in the country, it makes it a little bit more difficult.
Sure.
Because if you're one of them 100 or 200, you're going to get your full ride. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it makes it difficult because these coaches are going to say, hey, you know, I'm going to go in the portal and take my chance on a kid that's already proven herself.
Absolutely. Well, and it's nice too when you get a nice like little mix too. Like, you know, Malia recruited, a local kid goes to YSU, and then you bring in, I saw a lot of your rosters from West Virginia.
Yeah.
So you'll bring in a lot of like different girls that maybe either know each other or have played together, mm-hmm. and then can come in, and it's almost kind of like a family atmosphere too. So, you know, has everyone kind of like meshed? It seems like you guys, via your social media stuff, all get along real well.
Yeah. You know, my freshman year, was a little bit tough, you know, that's when COVID happened and everything. But, after that, you know, when all the new girls came, I think we had like 7 people leave or 10 people, like new people come in or
okay.
I don't remember the exact numbers, but you know, we had like kind of like a total reset, you know? And, I think, like I said, Coach Barnes's culture has always been the same, but when those new girls came in, we were kind of able to really like put that culture all together. Mm-hmm. And, I think that year when all those new girls came in, we really became like best friends. You know, my freshman year, obviously I loved all my teammates and everything, but we definitely were not even close to as close as we are off the court than we are, you know, with the new girls that came in, you know, my sophomore year. So I think that really is the biggest thing and why we were so successful last mm-hmm. year was because we didn't care who was scoring. We didn't care who, you know, like every game, I think there was a different leading scorer last year, which was really cool. And we were all so proud of each other and happy for each other. Which I think is, you know, a big part of our success. Because, you know, people look at us, we may not be the most athletic or whatever, but I think because we are so close and, you know, we are smart players and we do all those mm-hmm. little things that we always talk about, that's what makes us so successful. And it's just really cool to have all my teammates as my best friends. You know, I'm spending so much time with them. And even after all the time we spend on the court, you know, I want to hang out with them afterwards.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's really cool.
That's a bonus too, because yeah. when you spend a lot of time with people, you either want to be with them right. or not be around them at all. Yeah. So that's a nice bonus
yeah.
to have. Let me get you guys out of here on a couple more questions. Sure. You know, I've probably kept you a little bit longer that's than okay. I said I would. Favorite basketball memory for both of you? It could be middle school, high school, college, whatever. So favorite basketball memory.
I know mine too. Probably when Drew won the state championship game and I just gave him a big hug and cried and told him I loved him. So that was probably the biggest time for me that I wanted to do with her, but because of the COVID, we didn't get that chance. And, and I just real quick share a story with that, how kids, you know, I tell people kids don't understand how they can make an influence positively on adults. And
yes.
I'll never forget that when that happened. And as tough as a guy, people think I am, I'm the biggest sissy there is. But when that happened and we were told the news that we were done, I remember because we were at COVID, so I was working out of the house. I was in my bedroom, I think for 5 days straight, just like crying in bed. And Malia would come in and say, Dad, what are you crying about? You know, and I said, you know, I wanted this opportunity, this special. We talked about that from when you were a little kid and we never going to mm-hmm. get to do it. So, you know, you can learn things from young student athletes and young people as an adult. Keep that in mind. You know, we don't know everything and you can learn some great values from these young people. And if it wasn't for her kind of keeping me in focus, I was just a wreck because it really hurt my heart. So, you know, that's just one thing I wanted to add.
I love that too, because, you know, I had mentioned I've coached for a while too. And I don't think, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh, the coach had this great impact on the players. I think a lot of times it's the reverse,
yeah.
you know, you don't realize, you know, what those players mean to you in the moment sometimes, but later on, you know, it's like, you know, it's just that bond you form, whether it's during the season, after the season, late in life, whatever it might be. That's so great. How about you, Malia? What's your favorite memory?
Well, in college, I'd say my best basketball memory was whenever we beat Robert Morris on a buzzer beater. Megan hit the shot. Mm-hmm. I think that was so cool and so fun to be a part of. But my best memory in high school, I'd say, was my sophomore year, our rival, West Middlesex. I was like always
that was up there too. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to steal it at first. That. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to steal your thunder too. Yeah. But go ahead.
But that was like
this
our
was awesome.
Our rivals. You know, that's. Will be probably always be our rivals. But we were playing them at home and we were losing by 20 going into the fourth quarter and we came back and won. And I just think that was such like, it's just like a core
memory. That was
memory
on TV.
Me.
That was mm-hmm. game of the week.
Yeah. That's just a core memory yeah. for me because, you know, we didn't give up at all. You know, we were relentless and we came back and won. And just the little party we threw in the locker room after, we were all spraying them with the Gatorade bottle. So I think that's just something that will always, you know, kind of replay in my mind. So
that's great. That's great. Now let me ask you this. Favorite place you've ever played in? Again, high school, college, wherever. Favorite, and it can't be your home arena. So okay. Favorite opposing arena or neutral site arena.
It's a tough one.
I'd say for me, I'll go first, being a little self-centered here, which I'm not that type of person, but my high school year, my senior year, we played the District 10 championship game at Edinburgh University, and they didn't have the 3-point line back then. And
I'm old.
And the team we played, Lionsville, played zone the entire game, which obviously meant all my shots would
long
have been,
twos.
Yeah, yep. Long twos. I had 17 field goals that day, and I was 9 for 10 from the line, and I ended up with 43 points, and I just had a great game. And I, you know, if we had the 3-point line, I always tell my kids, like, you know, they always talk about, oh, I had, you know, this or that. I said, listen, Dad would have had another 17 if there was a 3-point line, maybe. But anyhow, that was a great memory, only because we won the District 10 championship, and obviously it was a great day for me. So, and the hoop looked like the ocean, so I like when that happens.
Yeah. I mean, I was a very average player, so I never could experience that level of but no, that's great. That's great. Malia, how about you?
I think the coolest place I've ever played at so far in college is probably Penn State, just because it's such, like, obviously it's like Big Ten school, so they have, you know, all those cool amenities and stuff like that. So I think playing there is really cool, and I hope we get to play at some other big schools like that eventually. Yeah. But yeah, I just, and their arena last year was brand new, so that was really cool to be able to play there and just in such a, on a big stage, I think was really cool. And we play there again this year, so I think it'll be good that we already played there last year, you know, because it was, you know, you walked on the court and it was a little bit intimidating, you know, all the big lights and everything, the huge arena, but you know, we did it last year, so I feel like it'll be a little easier.
I hope for your sake this year it's at the Field House in Indianapolis. Yeah. I think that's where the Horizon League championships are.
You know,
so
the Farmers Coliseum. That's what I wanted to say, but I haven't been able to play there yet.
So I hope for your sake you guys get there as a team this year. Now, just a couple more. Do you guys have a pregame routine or music or something you listen to before the game? Obviously, there's, you know, different people have different things, and there's coaches' speeches and pregame and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is there any sort
of
pregame?
First, I have two things. Well, before every game, we go to the chapel, and they call me Father Justin. I actually do readings and talk a little bit about the game. So it's very important to me to get the girls grounded and get ready for the game. Mm-hmm. And every game during the JV game, I sit at the end and I say the rosaries. Say the rosary. So my spiritual beliefs are very strong.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of who I am. So I'm very proud of that. And I do that every game. And God is great. He's been good. So
very good. Very good.
I don't really have any like specific ritual that I do. I think I just like put my headphones in, listen to music, kind of just be on my own, just like mentally preparing myself, you know, for the game. I feel like playing in college is pretty like nerve wracking, you know, it's like before every game, you're so like anxious and stuff. But I think, you know, just, you know, listening to my music, just kind of sitting in my own thoughts, just trying to focus on what I have to do, you know, in this next game, that's kind of what I do.
What type of music do you listen to?
I like to listen to rap music.
Okay.
Games. Yeah. Get me pumped up.
So yeah.
Hype music.
Okay. All right. Very good. Why is she? Why was it a good fit for you?
They have been recruiting me since I was in 8th or 9th grade. So I think that was, you know, a big thing is they've, you know, been able to see me grow as a student, as a player. You know, they would always come to my games and invite me to football games. And, you know, they were just really adamant, you know, they wanted me to go there. And I think, yeah, I really invested. I think that was like a big thing is obviously you want to go where you're wanted. Mm-hmm. And I think I just kind of formed the best relationship with those coaches, you know. I loved, you know, the previous coaches they had and the ones they have now. I think Coach Barnes is really good, you know, recruiting, you know, players and as well as the staff. So, you know, everyone's just really good people. And obviously it's close to home, you know, who wouldn't want to be close to home. I'm really big on family. And when I can go home, I will. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like yesterday, right after practice, I went home. You know, I didn't have class and have practice today. So I went home, and I think I'm really lucky that I'm able to do that. So, you know, another big thing was just having people come to our games. You know, I feel like YSU has a great, you know, fan base, and I'm able to bring all my fans from Kennedy to all my games, get them tickets and everything. So, you know, just that hometown support is really cool. And, awesome. You know, going to YSU, I'm able to do that.
And same thing for you. What made YSU a good fit for her from a, you know, parent perspective?
Right. Well, number one, like she said, Coach Barnes and his, you know, previous staff, because the ones that were there other than Nikolai weren't there, were very invested in her. You know, they showed, you know, what I call a lot of love for her. They, you know, would come to, you know, our practices. She would go to their elite camps. We, you know, we're able to, you know, come on recruiting, unofficial and official, all that good stuff. And I could just tell when I met, you know, Coach Barnes and his staff that it was more than basketball at YSU. And that program meant a lot more. And for me, as a coach and a parent, I got the best of both worlds. I got to know that my daughter was going to go to a program that was a up-and-coming program with a culture that held you accountable and expected the best from you. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they cared about you, what you do in the classroom. I mean, like, you hear every year how good their GPA is. And, you know, Malia doesn't brag ever and never has bragged. But this girl right here, she never wants 100. She wants 106, 108. She spent so much time studying. And that's why I said how time management is so important. So, you know, and then being a part of that blue collar type of town, you know, that's kind of similar to where I come from. You know, I live up in the Sharon area. We had Sharon Steel. My father worked at the mill for 43 years. It was that grit, grind it out. I'm going to, you know, rip your head off type thing. And that's,
I could see the coaching face right there when you're describing.
That's like the picture you used. That's the same face.
Yeah. And the fans here are just second to none. I mean, the support that YSU girls and Malia in specific has got from YSU and their fan base is just second to none. And people like you, you know, doing what you do to, you know, help out these student athletes the most that you can. You know, as a parent, man, my heart is big when that kind of thing happens. So, you know, I know I won't forget to thank you, but for just this opportunity that Malia had today and myself had today, you know, you're taking time away from your family doing, you know, you could be at home. You know, your daughter just had some, you know, stuff under her teeth today and she's probably looking for daddy. You were down here to give her an opportunity and give me an opportunity to talk about my family, for God first, my family, Youngstown State and Kennedy Catholic. I'm blessed.
Love it. Love it. All right. Let's get you out of here on one rapid fire, just kind of fun thing. This is going to be for you. So teammates, just throw out a name or two names with us. Best shooter.
Paige.
Toughest teammate.
Meg.
Okay. Funniest.
Probably Lily.
Lily. Loudest. Are you? Okay.
I feel like we're all pretty funny though.
Okay.
The loudest. Shay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. For anyone that maybe doesn't know a whole lot about YSU women's basketball, we want them to get down to the Beagley Center. Give them, give your pitch right now. Why should they come out and watch you guys?
I feel like there's always been, you know, a little, almost like a stigma towards women's basketball. And I think we really at Youngstown State kind of have changed that. We have so many fans every night come to our games. And you know, I think social media and like we're talking about NIL stuff, that's been a big part of it. You know, me and my teammates have been able to put ourselves out there and I think we're really good. You know, we're good. So I think, and we have fun. We get up and down the court, we play defense, you know, we're gritty. That's kind of, you know, how Youngstown is as a whole. They call it Grit U for a reason. So I think, that's the biggest thing is we embody all of those characteristics that Youngstown kind of talks about. And I think we're a really fun team to watch. And everyone always says we're the prettiest team. So that's always a really big thing.
All right. Very good. Very good. So you guys are an excellent follow on social media. Whoever does the YSU women's basketball does a great job with like the TikToks and, you know, Instagram and all that stuff. So really give them a follow. They're fun behind the scenes, which then kind of makes you feel like you know you guys, and you guys are real close, which is cool to see. So get out and support YSU women's basketball. They start the season at home on Monday, correct? Against Wofford.
Yep.
So get out and watch the Penguins this year. They are preseason number one in the Horizon League. So big expectations for this team, but I think we're going to have a fun year watching you guys and hopefully see you guys in Indianapolis in a few months. So, like to thank the Magestros for coming in and, so best of luck to both of you guys this season and appreciate you guys watching and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.